Secretary of State fires back.
We won't tolerate folks on Capitol Hill bullying, intimidating State Department employees.
Punishment for ex-cop in Dallas murder.
She intended to kill, and we think that the sentence should reflect.
Feeling the fall heat.
This is a really big heat wave.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Speaking today in Italy, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed he was on President Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president. It comes a day after he accused congressional Democrats of intimidation in their bid to get depositions in the impeachment inquiry.
We will, of course, do our constitutional duty to cooperate with this co-equal branch. But we are going to do so in a way that is consistent with the fundamental values of the American system.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says the State Department's Inspector General is holding an urgent briefing with congressional staffers on the documents they want.
Pompeo accused Democratic leaders of trying to bully State Department officials into sitting for depositions. House Democrats fired back that Pompeo may now be a fact witness in the impeachment inquiry, and that any attempt to prevent witnesses from testifying might indicate that he is trying to cover up illicit activity.
A new book goes behind the scenes as the Trump administration struggled with an influx of migrants. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The book depicts a week in March in which President Trump was so angry about caravans of migrants heading north that he talked about sealing off the entire U.S.-Mexico border.
We'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
In Border Wars, published by CBS-owned Simon & Schuster, two New York Times reporters revealed the president privately excoriated his advisors, shouting, "I ran on this. It's my issue." Mr. Trump reportedly demanded the border wall be electrified or painted black so as to become too hot to touch. The authors say he suggested building a trench filled with alligators and snakes. And the book says at one point the president spoke of shooting migrants in the legs to slow them down. Aides replied that would be illegal. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Well, now to Dallas, where a jury is resuming work today on the sentence for a former police officer, Amber Geiger. She was convicted yesterday of murder in the fatal shooting of a neighbor. CBS's Omar Villafranca says she could spend the rest of her life behind bars.
My life has not been the same. It's just been like a roller coaster.
Botham Jean's mother, Allison, testified at a sentencing hearing about how her life has changed since Amber Geiger shot and killed her son.
It's just been the most terrible time for me.
Today, the jury will review new evidence for sentencing. Prosecutors already presented racially insensitive texts she sent last year while working at a Martin Luther King Day parade.
Message sent to the defendant, when does this end? LOL. Outgoing message from the defendant, when MLK is dead. Dot, dot, dot. Oh, wait.
Prosecutors also showed the jury some of Geiger's social media posts that promoted police violence against civilians.
I wear all black to remind you not to mess with me because I'm already dressed for your funeral.
Attorneys say this new evidence shows Geiger's true intent.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked a restrictive new abortion law from taking effect January 1st in Georgia. It bans the procedure once a fetal heartbeat is detected, and that can occur before many women realize they're pregnant. It'll feel like the dead of summer today from the deep south into the Midwest and east. It'll be 91 in Columbus, Ohio.
I feel like we might be hotter than Florida.
You will be hotter than Florida. It'll be in the 80s there. Meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says some places are going to see temperatures near 100.
D.C. could challenge an all-time record high for the month of October at 96, not to be outdone. Richmond, 98 degrees, 73 new records possible in 19 states during the day today.
The FAA is ordering inspections of some Boeing 737 NG planes for structural cracks after some issues were found. South Korea's military says North Korea fired at least one projectile off its eastern coast. Asia correspondent Remy Innocencio says it comes just before new negotiations with the U.S.
Experts say that this really is North Korea's way of ramping up pressure against the United States ahead of those talks this Saturday. They say this is also a calculated show of strength by the rogue nation as it attempts to project its growing military might.
Well, 2 years ago, 58 people were killed in an outdoor concert in Las Vegas, the nation's deadliest mass shooting. CBS's Steve Futterman went back there.
They paid tribute here last night
to commemorate the lives
of each of the 58 souls.
At 10:05 local time, the exact time the shooting began, the names of the victims began to be read.
Doreen Anderson, 49, Anchorage, Alaska.
It went on for nearly 20 minutes. After each name was read, came the sound of a bell. Then a candle was lit. And at the end, taps. Many people who were at the concert 2 years ago have gathered here again. This woman was seriously wounded but survived. She calls herself lucky.
I've been given a second chance. I wasn't expected to make it. I spent 2 months on life support and a total of 13 months, like I said, in the hospital.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
Well, Prince Harry has blasted Britain's tabloids, accusing them of bullying his wife, Meghan. CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
Prince Harry claims his wife is now suffering the same mistreatment and invasive reporting that doomed his mother, Princess Diana. He doesn't use the word racism, but Professor Zainab Khan does.
Consolidated effort to construct a new identity, which is entirely false and disproportionately negative, entirely based on her identity as a black woman.
Meghan, meanwhile, is suing one tabloid for publishing one of her personal letters to her estranged father.
Meghan will win the case purely on the grounds of copyright, if nothing else.
Former tabloid editor Paul Conyer. But winning one battle won't decide the wider war Harry and Meghan are waging over how Britain's first multiracial royal is portrayed. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A former exam proctor has agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with investigators in the college admissions scandal. A trip to the ATM can still come with some unwanted surprises, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
Bankrate.com says the average cost for getting money out of an ATM not affiliated with your bank has risen a third in the last decade. Bankrate's Greg McBride says U.S. customers are now charged on average $4.72, with the double whammy of getting charged by your bank, then by the ATM's owner.
These fees can easily top $5, and if you're only taking out $50, you're giving up 10% of your own money just to access it.
The good news, he says, about one-third of banks are allowing free out-of-network withdrawals, so check with your bank. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Analysts at Wells Fargo forecast that banks are going to cut more than 200,000 jobs over the next decade as robots and other technology take on tasks now carried out by people, everything from call center staffers to tellers. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.